This is Radio Nepal. I am SN. Rest of the news, the headlines first. Government decides to recall ambassadors from 11 countries including the US, China and Japan to return by the 6th of November. Discussion held between political parties, government and election commission regarding House of Representatives election. Party representatives urge government to create a conducive environment for elections. Prime Minister Sushila Karki directs Health Ministry to immediately resolve issues of protesting nurses. And US President Donald Trump says Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has agreed to stop buying Russian oil. Now the news in detail. The government has decided to recall ambassadors working in 11 countries including the US, China and Japan. Government spokesperson and Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Jagadish Kharel, said the cabinet has decided to recall ambassadors appointed by the previous administration requiring their return by the 6th of November. The ambassadors being recalled include Dr. Krishna Prasad Oli from China, Lok Darshan Regmi from USA, Chandra Khimire from UK, Netra Timil Sinha from Malaysia, Shil Rupakheti from Germany, Dhan Prasad Pandit from Israel, Jang Prasad Chauhan from Russia, Sunil Nepal from Spain, Ramesh Chandra Powdel from Qatar, Naresh Vikram Thakal from Saudi Arabia and Durga Bahadur Subedi from Japan. Similarly, the cabinet approved two joint venture companies in Nepal and India for 400 kV cross-border transmission lines to be co-invested by the Nepal Electricity Authority and India's Power Grid Corporation. Minister Kharel said the government approved 1 billion and 2 billion rupees investment by the Nepal Electricity Authority in two joint companies. The cabinet also accepted a $10 million World Bank grant, ratified a legal aid treaty with India and approved the Kirtipur Cricket Stadium Master Plan, authorizing bids to complete the project. Stress has been laid for intensifying a tripartite dialogue among the Government, Election Commission and the political parties to ensure the completion of the House of Representatives election scheduled for the 5th of March in free and fearless atmosphere. During an interaction organized by the Election Commission with political parties on Thursday in regard with the election announced for the 5th of March in 2026, the political parties insisted on such dialogue so as to create an atmosphere conducive for the polls. Nepali Congress Min Vishwakarma urged addressing the Gen Z movement's concerns to create a fair election environment. CPNUML's Guru Prasad Baral criticized government restrictions on parties and leaders, saying they hinder election readiness. CPN Maoist Center's Dev Prasad Gurung stated that his party is ready to participate regardless of how the election is announced. The Election Commission had invited 29 political parties for the discussion. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has instructed the bodies concerned that the issues faced by the protesting nurses be resolved immediately. Prime Minister Karki summoned Health Secretary Dr. Bikas Devkota and directed him to swiftly address the concerns of the nurses who are protesting. As Health Minister, the Prime Minister stressed the need to address the protest after fully understanding its causes. Nurses from Manipal and Gandaki Medical Colleges in Kaski are demanding salaries in line with the Health Ministry's fifth level pay scale. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Sushila Karki has said that the services provided by the law courts cannot be stopped even for a single day. In a joint meeting with the Board of Directors of the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, CAN, and the delegation of the Supreme Court, Supreme Court Chief Registrar Bimal Portal requested the CAN building in Babar Mahal as a replacement, and Prime Minister Karki directed it be provided to ensure court services continue. At the ongoing Central Committee meeting of the CPN-UML, leaders emphasized that reinstating the House of Representatives is the most appropriate way to bring the Constitution back on the right track. Although the meeting raised the issue of reinstating the House to protect the Constitution and people's right, CPN-UML made it clear that it is not trying to avoid elections. After the meeting, UML's head of the publicity department, Rajendra Gautam, said the discussions indicated the current environment is not yet conducive for elections. At today's meeting of the Nepali Congress Central Working Committee, leaders stressed that the government must play a role in ensuring security and creating a conducive environment for elections. According to Nepali Congress spokesperson Dr. Prakash Saran Mahat, speakers said the public feels unsafe, security forces lack morale, and the government's actions seem retaliatory rather than focused on ensuring fair elections. At the start of the session briefing the meeting, Acting President Purna Bahadur Kharga said out of 4,743 Congress General Convention representatives, 2,488 had signed the demand for a special convention. The next meeting of the Central Committee is scheduled for tomorrow at 11 a.m. Home Minister Om Prakash Areola has said that the current government was formed to hold free and fair elections as per the schedule. Accordingly, the government will hold the elections on the 5th of March in 2026 in a free and fair manner, stressed Home Minister Areola. Inspecting the district administration office in Bhaktapur today, Home Minister Areola said certain elements were attempting to disrupt the scheduled elections and lower the morale of security forces. Minister Jagadish Kharel received the Hari Prasad Kalyani Rimal Sanchar Seva Puraskar for his advocacy through television journalism. Presented by the Hari Prasad Kalyani Rimal Drama and Music Academy, singers Meera Rana and Dheeraj Rai were also honored for their contributions to music and drama. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
सबै पाक यही पाए जहाँ जाऊँ कनेक्टेड रहनुस् इन्टरनेट मसाप गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *14* ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Kansas Sherpa, a member of the first successful Mount Everest climbing team, has passed away at the age of 92. His family said Sherpa, the last surviving member of the 1953 Everest expedition, passed away today at his home in Koppan, Kathmandu. Sherpa had served as a porter on the historic climb with Hilary and Tenzing and reached over 8,000 meters during the expedition. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has said Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has agreed to stop buying Russian oil as the U.S. seeks to put economic pressure on the Kremlin to end the war in Ukraine. The BBC cited Trump as saying he had received assurances from Modi that India would halt its purchases within a short period of time, which he called a big stop. The U.S. president has used India's Russian oil imports in its trade war, but Delhi has resisted. An Indian government spokesperson said talks with the US are ongoing, with Washington showing interest in deeper energy cooperation. Israel has returned the bodies of 30 Palestinians, the Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza says. According to the BBC, the handover came after Hamas handed over two Israeli bodies. The first phase of the peace deal says Israel will return 15 Palestinian bodies for every Israeli body. Hamas has returned 20 living hostages and 9 bodies, but says it needs special equipment to recover the remaining 19 bodies. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mainly fair throughout the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government decides to recall ambassadors from 11 countries including the US, China and Japan to return by the 6th of November. Discussion held between political parties, government and election commission regarding House of Representatives election. Party representatives urge government to create a conducive environment for elections. Prime Minister Sushila Karke directs the Ministry of Health to immediately resolve issues of protesting nurses. And US President Donald Trump says Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has agreed to stop buying Russian oil. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.